You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. The Detroit Association of Black Organizations, Incorporated, is calling for a boycott of the Detroit Pistons and the NBA. The group says the league does not support black businesses in a sport that's dominated by black athletes. It seems to be a real disconnect. Joining me to talk about this is Reverend Horace Sheffield. He is the CEO of the Detroit Association of Black Organizations. Reverend Sheffield, a boycott usually comes after complaints are not addressed. Have you or your members of your group been able to meet or have a conversation with the Pistons owner, Tom Gores, or some team representative?
Well, at the 12th hour yesterday prior to the 5 o'clock community meeting, we did get a call from Aaron Tellum's office asking us to not have the meeting and to set up a time to meet. Now, we've not gone forward with actually calling for what we call bust the ball. We met yesterday and collectively agreed that we will meet with the Pistons and outlined all of our grievances and the situations that we think need to be addressed.
So bust the ball is the boycott, the call for the boycott.
Yes.
It's not implemented yet.
Collective buying campaign is the preferred word I use to describe it, yes.
So you were involved when the NCAA Final Four college basketball came to Detroit in 2009. You raised some of the same issues with the NCAA. Can you tell us about that effort?
Yeah, well, I mean, basically, the local host committee in that situation, even though they raised money and they put a package together, didn't have much to say about who business was done with. And one of the things that I discovered, even with the list, for example, of transportation vendors, that the only and the oldest, one of the oldest cab companies in Detroit, a black-owned cab company, wasn't listed among those vendors for preferred transportation. In addition to that, unlike today where everyone wants to be downtown, most of the hotel space that was being advertised and promoted was outside of Detroit. So, of course, I raised a stink about it. The NCAA, to their credit, did create a mechanism and a vehicle to which those grievances were to be heard and hopefully addressed. And as you may or may not know from the meeting that we had last night, we indicated that it was rather co-opted by them basically involving another black organization that we understand got a sizable charitable contribution, but none of the grievances were ever addressed.
How aware are the NBA athletes themselves or fans of the NBA? How aware are they of your concerns?
Well, you know, I was sharing last night, as well as Chief Godby, who, you know, as a Detroit chief of police, had a lot of interaction with professional athletes, as well as I. I've got friends, I know people, and this has been a concern. I mean, their voice is muted and muffled because they almost feel that there's retribution if they engage in this kind of conversation. But there is a feeling that they generate billions of dollars. The share of people who watch and view the NBA by people of color is estimated at 65%. And there's far more money generated by outside of ticket sales than there is ticket sales. So they're aware of it. The degree to which they're willing to get involved is something we discussed last night, simply because, I mean, you know, it's almost like when Ford workers worked for Ford Motor Company before the UAW Ford strike and collective bargaining agreement with UAW, you just couldn't be pro-union in a non-union shop. So it's probably to their detriment if they would get involved.
How do you measure whether the NBA or the Pistons are doing enough business with black-owned or black-operated businesses?
Well, by them making the information available. I mean, that's the preeminent point of all of this and wanting to have conversation from the very beginning is refute us. I mean, show us we're wrong. And I've talked with many, many people who are on the inside and say that it's woeful. I mean, Tom Gore's own company, Platinum Partners, is, you know, 38 major partners, and there's only two Asians, one Hispanic, and no African Americans, and five women. You know, I'm concerned about the lack of women. We know that the league has done a great job, or at least those that cover the league have done a great job of diversity. You see women, you see men of color, you see all kinds of folks commentating on the game, but we're talking about the bottom line of the game. that we ought to be participants in that as well.
I want to step back just a little bit and take your issue you're having with Tom Gores and the Pistons and expand on it. We've seen a lot of difficulty in Detroit of getting black contractors work, of getting black people in the neighborhoods work in the very city they live, while a lot of outside people come in and get jobs. So is this a small part of that larger picture?
It is. And when you speak of Detroit, we have a phrase that Dable called Detroit generational residents, and that we're going to make certain Detroit is 2.0 plus one, not minus one. The notion of people
explain what you mean by that.
Well, the new slogan is Detroit 2.0 being remade, okay? And many people who have been long-term residents who never left, who've endured inordinate crime, paid unbelievable insurance premiums, I mean, suffered through the worst times of this city.
And high taxes with no services.
No question.
Barely any services.
Are not the beneficiaries of this rebirth. And so when you talk about Detroit 2.0, the remade city, we want it to be plus one, which are those of us who are generational residents, not minus one, those of us who are in that same category. But here's what I suggest. I suggest that if people argue that some of these entities don't have the capacity, we lifted up in our meeting yesterday Illich's complex, Hockey Town, where he had a goal of 51% local participation, tremendous minority participation, built capacity among individuals. I have a lady in my church who's a skilled tradesperson who had a company that they contracted with. I think that's a model, and hockey doesn't have the percentage of African Americans. I mean, it's not a sport dominated by us, and yet Illich has gone to great lengths in his building project and the vendors and the participation of businesses that will be in the new site to make certain that there's local and African American presence. Now, if he can do that, and I know that he got public money, I understand that there's, you know, there's a different spectrum when the public's helping to finance to some degree what you're doing. But we've had other folks that have been publicly financed that have been woeful. But it is a good example of what can be done.
I want to ask you, does it make a difference that the Pistons don't play in Detroit proper? They play outside of the city.
Well, that's a great question, too, because when you talk about community benefits agreement, you have to now redefine who the community is. Is it where that stadium or that arena is located? Or is it the community of people who actually buttress your bottom line, who view your product, who buy tickets and come to your game? So I think where the actual arena is situated has nothing to do with those who should be the beneficiaries of it. You know, if we contribute to the degree that we do in terms of viewership, whether we live in Detroit or we live in Decatur, Michigan, doesn't matter.
Final question, when will you be meeting with the Pistons?
Well, I'm going to make a call back today to Iron Tellum's office and try to set up a meeting. You know, our hope is that they'll come here to our facility. We don't really want to go out there because there's a significant number of us. We promised that we would all meet together, that I wouldn't be the sole voice or lone ranger, but we'd make certain that everyone was a part of that meeting so we can come to some resolution.
The Reverend Horace Sheffield is the CEO of the Detroit Association of Black Organizations, a group of business leaders and others who want the Pistons and the NBA to do more to support black businesses. Thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.
We reached out to the Pistons organization about this issue. They did not immediately respond to our request for an interview.